Senator Kirsten Gillibrand and Congressmember John Katko took part in a bipartisan online town hall Thursday where they took constituent questions about COVID-19. It was organized by the Institute for Democratic Engagement and Accountability at The Ohio State University. One question was about federal relief for state and local governments hit hard by the lack of revenue. Katko says Syracuse and Onondaga County will be crushed without federal help.
I mean, you shut down a mall, for example, in Syracuse, that generates $50 million a year in sales tax revenue alone, which is critical to the local government economy. You're going to have problems. And we're obviously, no one's spending like they were. Things are shut down, and we can't afford to put the EMTs and first liners in the healthcare sector as well on the sidelines because of budgetary issues.
In the last COVID 3.5 bill, I had authored a provision that would have helped Syracuse and your region. Mm-hmm. It would have been $50 billion specifically for rural communities and smaller cities. Yep. Mitch McConnell refused to include that in the bill. And it would have helped Syracuse and all of upstate New York and every rural part of the country.
Both Gillibrand and Katko rebuked Senate leader Mitch McConnell for suggesting that states should pursue bankruptcy instead of looking for a federal bailout. Both lawmakers said they would work toward state and local government relief in the next funding bill. There were many questions about unemployment benefits. Katko says the extra $600 is a windfall for those who make lower wages, and he says that's presenting an issue for some businesses.
Seasonal employers are having a hard time trying to get some of these people to come back to work because they're making more money on unemployment. I understand that, and I think one way we could fix that is to figure out a way to incentivize them to come back to work where they don't lose that benefit.
But Gillibrand says that points to a larger issue.
The one-time payment for the first month added to the unemployment insurance gets closer to a living wage. But what we know is that we need structural reform. We cannot go back to a country where people are still working full-time and living below the poverty line.
She renewed her call for a $15 federal hourly minimum wage and free access to training for the underemployed to get higher-paying jobs. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, wier.org.